Thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast about solopreneurs, specifically those of us working in the solo space. Hello, in public relations and marketing. My name is Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters, and my fabulous partner here is Karen Swim of Words for Hire and head honcho at Solo PR Pro. Well, aside from my not being able to form sentences terribly well, I'm doing all right today. Karen, how are you?
I am doing well. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
I'm a little less cold than I have been. It's the weather is not necessarily typical fall. It still feels like, you know, kind of a nice winter day, even though it's still officially fall. But I'm good. No complaints. I can kind of see the sun, and that's enough. I'll take it.
Seeing the sun is especially important this year. And just on another bright and cheery topic, it is Thanksgiving week. So we're going to join everyone else. We're going to join everyone on the gratitude train and just spend a little bit of time talking about gratitude and its importance and really what we're thankful for as, you know, solo PR pros. You know, how our ability to work this way really is a positive in our lives. I know, you know, for me, it was a godsend to be able to carve out a living, you know, as I say, with a Wi-Fi and a dream and a laptop. Uh-huh. So even though prior to recording this, I did have a little wrestling match with my technology, I am very grateful for it, which could explain why I was really annoyed when it wasn't quite working. But yeah, grateful for the tools we have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of nice to take a break. I mean, I know that, you know, we're thankful each day, and hopefully you do take some time every day to be, you know, grateful and to just think about the things that are going right, because it really helps to keep you grounded and balanced. But I'm thankful that we're actually making reference to Thanksgiving, because the rest of the world went straight from Halloween to Christmas. Yes, my neighborhood has been filled with Christmas decorations since the day after Halloween. And it was a little, you know, disconcerting to walk around and see, you know, jack-o'-lanterns next to reindeer.
Right.
And not a turkey in sight, but yes. You know, as a vegan, if that's a sign, thank you people for sparing the turkeys. I don't mind the decorations though. We're like, even fall colors. Can we just like have the pretty fall wreaths and something that speaks of a fall season? But no, there's nothing but reindeers and Santa, and there's still jack-o'-lanterns. And it's just, you know, yesterday I walked around again and I'm like, everybody in my neighborhood,
oh my goodness.
This is really crazy. Did I miss the memo?
No. I mean, I appreciate it from a retail point of view to a certain degree, or, you know, fashion. I get that. Kind of, because, you know, there are still times of year that you need certain items and, oh, they're gone already. I should have bought my shorts in April. What? I just think it's, you know, we all complain or we all, you know, stress about life moving too quickly, and yet we're helping it along. And I don't know how to combat that. I won't say fight it, but combat that. I just think it's important that we just take a moment to acknowledge the season that we've created of giving thanks, and try not to go. I mean, because trust me, the holiday season is going to be busy enough. Why make it any longer than it has to be? But
I agree.
I don't know. There's just something wired within me. I'm thinking, no, I can't cognitively switch to Christmas and the, you know, December holidays until, you know, Santa arrives at the parade on Thursday. Come on.
Well, yeah, it was, you and I were talking offline and we were kind of planning ahead, and we were talking about, you know, doing things that around year end, and you said, oh, we should save that for December. And I said, I do realize that that's like the week after Thanksgiving, and
my adult harsh mellow.
So yeah, on the topic of Thanksgiving, were there any tools or technology that you're especially thankful for this year?
Oh boy. Well, one that I just discovered, even though I'm still sorting things out with my delightful bank about my QuickBooks working with their new online banking interface. Yeah. And you know what? This might not be new. It just might be that I just noticed it, scanning in your receipts. I thought,
oh yeah,
I'm going to be much more proactive about this because, oh la la, it'll get rid of all my, you know, my need for paper. I love that. I have been using a new email client this year that a friend recommended to me. I am Gmail based, my company and my personal, everything's Gmail. And I was having such trouble because I'm also a Chrome addict and a tab open addict. You know, Gmail in your browser just gets really slow because it eats up so much RAM. So Kiwi, K-I-W-I, Kiwi for Gmail. It's more of an app than a web-based client. So it's something you install, but it's separate then from your browser. And it's almost like having an Outlook on your desktop, but it can take on all your Gmail emails. So I found that to be incredibly helpful.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you?
I love it. Well, you know, the Goog is on my list too. I have sort of a love-hate relationship with huge companies, but right. I have to say, I love the Google Suite. Yes. I prefer Google Docs and Google. Now, I do prefer Excel over Google Sheets still. That's the one Google product that is not my favorite, but I love their presentation tool so much better. And it's just so dead simple. And I love having everything accessible everywhere.
All the time on all your devices. Yep.
Yeah. Because what I realize is I actually do switch devices a lot. And, you know, we truly have become, you know, location independent, even when you're not, you know, moving around the country or moving across country, you know, working in different geographies, just, you know, whatever I started on my laptop or my desktop, you know, if I have my phone or my iPad, having all of those things right at my fingertips has been such a huge time saver and helped me to be so much more productive. So definitely Google Suite. I also am a Google Business user. So I have, you know, apps that integrate like Gmailius, which I use to, you know, track emails for media outreach stuff. And Trello has an integration. So definitely thankful for Google. And, you know, sometimes the benefit of, you know, having a big company like that is the development resources that they have and some of the cool things that they do. So that's one of the tools that I've been more thankful for this year, even though I'm not a new user, just because I realized this year how much I really depend on those tools and how much more efficient it's made me.
No, it's so true, especially, you know, as solos, as business owners, I think one of our keys is our ability to be nimble. And, you know, so even if, you know, case in point, if I pop in just to check on something and I don't have my full office with me, I can just pull up my phone and go, oh yeah, let me check that doc for you. Oh yeah, here's your answer. Boom. Instead of, you know, making them wait. I know, you know, just little things like that add up and, you know, make you a better service provider, I think. So
it makes you wonder because, you know, I've always used the internet has always been a part of my business. I'm not that ancient. I know there was a time in life when I don't quite remember it, but I know there was a time in life when, you know, we didn't work online, but it's so funny that now, I look back and think, oh my God, how do we do that? You know, there were actual times before that, yeah, you had a telephone and you could make phone calls, but you really did have to wait to get back to the office. And so I, you know, the thing that I really love today and I'm thankful for is that I feel like we have more of an opportunity to have this fluidity between work and life. There doesn't have to be this great separation. And so, yeah, during the workday, I can, you know, leave the office and I can be somewhere else. And if something comes up that needs to be attended to, I don't have to rush back to the office and I don't have to feel guilty about being away because I can take care of anything that comes up, even if all I have with me is my phone.
Yeah, so it's great. We have all this fluidity. And another thing to touch on to be grateful for is just our network. And I don't mean, you know, going to networking events, but I mean, my goodness, our solo PR pro private members only group. And locally, I've bumped into terrific people over the years. And we all, you know, we've created this little community. I mean, for a while, a bunch of us would meet once a month and, you know, lives have changed and people have moved away, but we still have that collegiality where we know, oh, hey, if I need X, I can go to so-and-so, or maybe they can recommend someone. And it just reminded me when I bumped into someone at a local coffee place yesterday, like, oh, you know, it's just so nice that we know each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, and again, to bring it back to our Solo PR Pro group, shameless plug, if you do become a member, you get access to this private Facebook group where it's a safe space where you can ask what you might think is the dumb question or, you know, ask for feedback because it is such an incredible community of professionals that gather there that are trustworthy and super smart and just really eager to see one another succeed. And I think it's, I can't imagine my business without it, to be honest. So.
Yeah. I wish I could really explain to people the value of the community because sometimes, you know, we do have a lot of members, quite frankly, that don't participate in the Facebook group. They just join and they just use the resources because, you know, we have
a private website.
Tons of resources, but they're not actually part of the community. And I think, you know, because some people maybe aren't joiners and they're not quote unquote community people,
okay.
But it's so different, you know, and you can attest to that. And I still try to figure out ways, like, how do I explain? Because it's really a magical thing. I'm part of a lot of groups on a lot of different platforms and nothing quite matches Solo PR Pro that I have encountered. And not to say that there aren't these great groups, but it's the type of group where you can have a business question and it can be completely obscure. Like, does anyone know how to do X or does anyone know this person? And inevitably, 99% of the time, somebody in the group has that piece of information that you need and they're willing to share.
Yes.
And they're so gracious. These are really smart professionals who are so willing to share their knowledge with you. We have members hop on the phone and help each other out. Like, oh, hey, you know, I'll hop on the phone with you and I can, you know, talk you through this or, you know, do you need help? We have people that review things for each other. We have people that'll, you know, hey, I'll edit that document for you. You need a second pair of eyes. I mean, they're just helpful and no one takes advantage of that graciousness. But then also, it's a place where you can come when you have had a, you know, a bad meeting with a client or a proposal that didn't go the right way or an account that kind of went sideways and people will weigh in and help you through it, but they'll also support you and encourage you. So if you're having a rough time, you know, they're there for you. I recently had a loss in my family, as you know, and I am overwhelmed by the amount of online and offline support from members.
And that's great.
I really felt like there were all these hands holding me up. Like I took a hard fall, but I landed on a cloud of solos.
Wow.
They're just, I could actually cry because it was such a rough time, but
to make me cry, I'm just thinking about it.
I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how to fully articulate that. And so I know I don't want to just go into mushiness, but
no, but it's,
I agree with you that I'm so thankful for this group of people.
It's such a community.
They are the most special group of people that I have ever had the pleasure of coming across in a group. I mean, I know tons of, you know, lovely people that are individual, but to me, it's just like, you know, and I tell Kelly this all the time, Kelly, our founder, that I don't know how you did this. This is like it's magical. It's unheard of to bring all of these people together in one space and have this group for
and have
a
it go
decade
right.
now.
And have it go right.
To have this, and have it go right. And it's continue and we welcome new people in. And nobody ever feels marginalized. Nobody ever feels like it's a clique of people that have been here for a while. It just, I could not create this if you asked me to. So
it's
a really successful community. And
I mean, if you could just imagine it,
I mean,
you know, sometimes we end up doing business with each other, but I envision it as, you know, a really cool giant office space where you can just say, oh, I'm going to go down the hall and ask so-and-so a question, or I'm going to go into the lounge and see if anyone knows anything about this. I mean, that's really the vibe because everyone is active on it. I mean, I know I check it a few times a day. You know, just to see what's up. And I don't, you know, sometimes I don't always chime in as much as I'd like to just for bandwidth reasons, but you know, it's really, it's been an incredible group to find. And I think, gosh, I don't know how many years I've been in it, but I mean, I found it early on, thank God, in creating my business because it, first of all, it solidified, oh, I can actually do this. Look at all these incredibly smart and successful people that do this. I want to be that. But,
I agree.
You know, every day I'm thankful for the Solo PR Pro group. Yeah. So.
Well, before we end this episode, there's one more thing that I'm super thankful for this year. It's my co-host, Michelle.
Back at you. We've been talking about doing this and you wanted to create a podcast and I was like, sign me up. That was so professional, wasn't it? Yeah. I was like, sign me up. It's been a joy. I love
it has
this.
Been a joy.
Yeah. It's so much
I love
fun.
This too. And audience, we're so thankful for you because, you know, Michelle is a voice professional and she's so good at this kind of thing. But this was completely just outside of my comfort zone, outside of my element. And, you know, I'm so thankful that you've taken this journey with us. And we're so thankful for that because there's so many choices, so much content to consume these days. And so
very true.
Thank you for, you know, being a part of this, for being invested. We love the comments that we receive privately. We love your suggestions about topics that we should cover. Definitely keep those coming.
Keep them coming. You know, absolutely.
We love that. We want our audience to feel a part of this. And you know, thanks for giving us space to grow and to learn. And you know, we hope you're thankful for us. And if you are, share the podcast with somebody.
That would be a nice thing to do as you pass the potatoes this week. Pass some podcast recommendations. And I have to say, Karen, I'm incredibly grateful to have the opportunity to work alongside you because you are you're warm and fantastic and just such a pro at what you do. So it is an honor to be at the mic with you.
We hope that you guys feel the genuine love that Michelle and I have for each other and our community. And we hope that you have a wonderful, warm Thanksgiving. Don't talk about politics.
Nope. Just eat lots of pie. You can get back on the... Don't worry. What happens on Thursday stays on Thursday. It's okay.
I have a feeling that some, you know, there have been some divided households and there's lots of hot button topics. So stay away from the hot button topics. Yep. Give yourself a break, you know.
That's right. Carb up. Nice little bubble. Eat the carbs.
Here you go. There you go.
Well, thank you for listening. And until next time, have a wonderful week.
Thank you. Bye.